Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The left fielder, Mike Felder. Batting third. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting fifth. The catcher, B.J. Surhoff. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rick Manning. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ernie Riles. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Juan Castillo. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Juan Neves. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gary Redus. Batting second. The third baseman, Jerry Royster. Batting third. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ivan Calderon. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Ken Williams. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fred Manrique. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Neil Allen. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor takes first base on ball four. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to third. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a line drive off the glove of Royster, and into shallow left field. Yount reaches second base with a double. Molitor scores. Felder moves to third. It's 1-0, Brewers. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Felder scores. Yount scores. It's 3-0, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brock moves to third. Bill Long now pitching. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields it and throws to second for the out. Brock scores. One out. It's 4-0, Brewers. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Manning for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus hits a pop-up towards third. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo bunts towards the mound. Long fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon, who is chasing the ball. Sviam reaches third base with a triple. Castillo goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Brewers. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon has Sveum trapped. There's the throw to Fisk and over to Royster, who tags Sveum for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Felder. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Felder steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dillon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon strikes out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brock hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Manrique reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Manning hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Neves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. Redus takes first base on ball 4. Manrique moves to second. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-1 in the game. Royster hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a fly ball into right field. Calderon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Sveum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sveum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Svjum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 0-for-1 in the game. Hairston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Felder. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. Calderon takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk is called out on strikes. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker strikes out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Molitor strikes out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a line drive into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Manrique hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svjum fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Redus hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-2 in the game. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Royster for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Reda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Surhoff is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Manning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manning is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Manning takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-2 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hairston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Felder. Hairston reaches second base with a double. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Calderon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hairston scores. It's 5-1, Brewers. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-2 in the game. Fisk strikes out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Calderon moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Castillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Castillo. Calderon scores. Walker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Brewers. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Manrique takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to third. Williams moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam fields it and throws to second for the out. Walker scores. Williams moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Brewers. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Redus hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Castillo is called out on strikes. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sviam is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Long fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 0-for-3 in the game. Royster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Yount. Royster reaches second base with a double. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Hairston takes first base on ball 4. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Calderon is called out on strikes. One out. Harold Baines pinch hits for Carlton Fisk. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Surhoff fields it and throws to first for the out. Royster moves to third. Hairston moves to second. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Lindsay now catching. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Felder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Felder moves to second. Ray Searage now pitching. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brock strikes out. One out. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Felder. The throw from Lindsay and he is out, Royster applying the tag. Yount moves to second. Two outs. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Surhoff takes first base on ball 4. Jim Wynn now pitching. Glenn Braggs pinch hits for Rick Manning. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braggs is hit by the pitch. Yount moves to third. Surhoff moves to second. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-3 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Glenn Braggs now playing right field. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Brewers. Fred Manrique is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manrique is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manrique hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Riles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Castillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Redus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redus is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Redus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Svium scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the White Sox 4. The Brewers will come to bat. Juan Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Castillo hits a fly ball into center field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sviam hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Calderon. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Sviam moves to third. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Felder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sviam scores. Molitor scores. It's 7-4, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Felder. The throw from Lindsay and he is safe. Felder steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Felder moves to third. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Felder scores. It's 8-to-4, Brewers. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Manrique fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Plesac now pitching. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Royster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sviam scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan Calderon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calderon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Calderon hits a fly ball into left field. Felder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.